Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf, Nida Samach Beis. We begin at the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom. Shivo Samonin, Mavir Ala Kesem. As we mentioned briefly yesterday, there are seven cleansing agents, seven detergents, which one can apply to a stain, and it accomplishes twofold. First of all, it will determine for you, will decide for you whether it's a stain, whether it's a blood stain, or just a paint, a dye stain, which of course is no issue. And this will be the litmus test. If this treatment weakens the stain, it fades it, or removes it completely, that confirms it to be a blood stain. Whereas if it stays stubbornly intact, most likely it is merely tseva, benign dye, you know, paint stain. That's first of all. And secondly, once the blood stain had been treated in this manner, that will be mevatel, the effect of that stain. It will deactivate it. Rashi says, she'en hadam botel ad she'aviru kulon olav. By applying these seven saman, you are being mevatel. You're weakening the effect of the stain. You're, even if there's some residual color, some mark left behind, some trace of the stain, but the core of the stain, the essence, has already been removed, and that stain is no longer an issue. Otherwise, the stain would be metame, right? Because when Isha has a stain, it has a twofold effect. First of all, she's tamei midrabanan, and secondly, the material, the dam itself, dam nida, will convey tumma to the item on which it's situated. And once the or taharis that were involved with that garment, so let's say the garment on which there was a kesem touched some banana, they become tummy. Not so once the stain had been treated with these seven samonim. Once again, says Mishnah, Shiva samonim, Avir Nala kesem, you place these seven agents atop the stain. As follows, roig, very exotic, some of them very exotic ingredients. Roig tuffel, raw saliva. Right in the morning, before you eaten anything, that saliva has extra potency, extra acidity, or whatever, and it will have a profound effect on the stain. We make ricin, juice from chewed beans, split beans, meraglaim, wastewater, veneser, some type of cleansing agent, ubiris, different type, kamonia, we turn to the next, omed va'ashla, for a total of seven. Says the Mishnah, tbiloi, let's say, discovered a stain on the beggar. They haven't yet determined whether it's damnida or just merely a harmless, you know, paint stain, but also I'll go off taharis and use the, you know, the garment with bananas, and then hevir olav shiva saman v'lo yavar. Then you decide to treat it, the seven aforementioned agents, and there was no movement on the stain. Haris et seva. That confirms it as a harmless paint stain, in which case, ha taharis tahoris, the items which interacted with this beged beforehand are tahar, unaffected, veinatar lahatbil. There's no need to re-immerse the beggar in the mikvah because it's a harmless, you know, paint stain. But let's say avar, oisha diha, after you apply the seven samonin, the stain disappears, or at the weekend it faded. Oh, areza kesem, we presume it to be a blood stain of adam nida, but taharis tmeyois. And those bananas are now tame because they interacted with a beged that had tumah v'tzarech lahatvil, and after you go through this process, you have to re-immerse the beged in the mikvah to be metayrit. Okay, now in terms of the specifics of those seven detergents, ezo roik tuffel, how do you define roik tuffel? Kol shalei tam klum, before he ate anything, so that raw saliva, make grisin, what is that? Lisas grisin shall pull, chalukas nafesh, the juice from chewed grisin are half pulled, half beans, chalukas nafesh, separated from their skins. Meraglaim, what is that? Shech mitzu, after a while they become putrid and they become acidic, and v'tzarech lekaskis shalosh pam chal echad be'echad. For each of these agents, you have to do a three-time scrub, right, back and forth, in order to, affect the stain. Heviron shalik esidron. Let's say you applied all seven, but out of order. not in sequence. Or you put all seven Truma in one shot. It's ineffective. You have to redo it in a proper sequence, because each progressive, you know, agent builds on the effect of the one prior to it. It's a successive buildup. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, in terms of further defining the various ingredients. What is the Neser? That's from Alexandria, a certain type of Alexandria. Veloy, not the other one, not the Neser from Antapatris, from a different place. What is Beirus? Amar Yudas Ahala, that's aloe. Really? Batani of a Braisa, which refers to both of them. Apparently, they're not the same thing. Habayris, and then Ha'oil. Elamai, Bayris. So what are you suggesting? Bayris is Kabrisa, that's sulfur. Raminu of Akasha, because then it's not something which grows. And in terms of halachis of shmita, which are limited to plants, growing plants, it wouldn't apply to sulfur, which is merely a, you know, a soil element. Raminu ha'hisifu alein, they added to the list of items, plants that are subject to the halachos of Shemitah. So if they grow in the seventh year, they have a certain kedusha, and you have to treat them accordingly. What are these? Halavitzin, valunin, all kinds of plants, bitter plants, etc. Vaboiris, there you go. Aboiris, vaoil. Now, if boiris, according to you, is sulfur, why would it be on this list of shvius-related items? It's not something that grows, it's not a plant. Viboiris kaprisa miisle shvius. Since when does sulfur have Shemitah issues? Vatnam, we have a Mishnah, or a Brice, Vatani, Zaklal. Here's the rule, Kol Sheishla Ikur, something which has a root in the ground, it's a plant, it's something which is organic, Eishla Shvius. But otherwise, if it's just soil in the ground, Kol Sheishla Ikur, Eishla Shvius, how could sulfur be subject to Kol Shemitah, Elamai, Boris Allah? Okay, so let's go back to the earlier suggestion, which is that Boris is really aloe, which is a plant, Vatani, but we have the other Brice, which lists Boris and oil as separate items. Atanya habaris va'oil. The answer is there are two variations of aloe. Teregavni Allah. One is called Allah directly, one is called Bairis. What is Kamonya? Amar Vida, Shleif Tot, some sort of plant used for washing, for cleansing. Ba'ashlak, what is that? Amar Shmol Shaltinu. I asked around Luchusayama, those sea travelers, those international, you know, travelers, did you ever encounter this type of, you know, agent? Va'amar, they told me, yeah, Ashlaga Shmei. It's called Ashlaga. Where do you find it? In the crevices of the pearls. Mushtakach, it's found between the crevices of the pearls. Umapkila, how do you extract it? With some sort of metal tool, baramza, with a fork, some sort of extractor, the parzla made of iron. Okay, so you have this stain. You added the seven ingredients, no movement. And then you came with the grand slam, tsafon. You took the paint remover, v'avar. And the stain disappears. So you would think it's paint, right? Tarois of Tmeos. The bananas that were used with this garment prior to the stain being removed is Tame. Says, what do you mean? Safon, this paint remover, Sevanami Maver. It removes even paint. So why would you be concerned about the stain? You see that it wasn't affected by the seven samana, which typically do cleanse a bloodstain, only by this turpentine, by this special. Ella, rather, the story was like this, a bit different. Hevel of Shisha samana. He didn't put all six, seven, only six, and he stopped short. And the stain did not show any movement. So it's very likely that if only he would have added the seventh one, that would have done the trick. But instead, he diverted to the turpentine. Hevel of Tzafan, he took the paint remover, Avar, and the stain cleaned up. Tarosa tomatoes. We have to be matame those bananas. Why? Because it's very possible Shehim Hever Shvi Mitchila. If only initially he would have done the seventh agent as well, he wouldn't have stopped at six and then switched over to the tzafon, and he would have gone to the end of the seven, Shemavar, perhaps it would have cleaned up the stain. You'll never know. So the chiddush is, even though there was no movement by number six, so all the way to six and still no movement, you never know, maybe number seven would have been the clincher, and since he never got to that point, he'll never know. You have to treat it as tummy. Tani, another bride, a very interesting aloha coming up. Hever of Shiva Saman. He did all seven, and the stain is still stubbornly in place. So it leads us to assume that it's most likely paint. Now, this fellow was overly concerned about his stain, and he wants to get rid of it just in case, you know, it's Dam Nida Shonon. he repeated the process again, and this time he did the trick. But Avar, understanding is gone. Taharis of Taharis. So the fruit, the Taharis, which interacted with this garment, Atar. Rashi says, you know why? Because if it was blood, it would have been cleaned up the first time around. Amar Rav Zeira Leishanu. Here comes Rav Zeira with a big chiddush. He says, which fruit are spared of tumah? Ella only hataharis. Those fruit shenasu ben tachboises rishon elashniyah. So let's break it down. You know, let's make a schedule. So Sunday, we discovered a stain. He applied the full 7-step treatment. No movement on the stain. Monday, he wrapped some apples in this sack, in this garment. Tuesday, he decided, you know what? Let's get to work again. Let's try to make another attempt at removing the stain. This time, he did the 7-step treatment, and it worked. The Brisa says the apples are okay. He says they're only apples on Monday. But suppose he reused the same sack on Wednesday, meaning after his second attempt, he again used it for bananas or apples. That we used with this garment after the second washing, which means after Tuesday. So Wednesday, Taharis of Tumah, these apples are Tumah. You know why? Shari Hikpidolov. V'avar. The fact is, when he rewashed it, Rashi says, he was Megala Daitoy. He expressed an indication of concern that perhaps it is done. That's why he's so infatuated and so driven to clean it up. And the fact is, it did work. It worked the second time around. So we have to give it status of blood. Some say it's a chumra midrabbanan because it appears like, in fact, it was really blood because of his concern and, added investment and effort in removing it. So until you toil it, we presume the beggar is tummy because of that stain. And the tahari is a tummy as well. The turn to Amar is Amar Lei. So this is a surprising halacha. Amar Lei, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Ashi. Who cares about his concern? Is it dam or is it not dam? Midi b'kpeidat talimul. So who cares about his particularity? Look, the fact is, Monday's apples are okay. Apparently, we established that it's not really dam. How could it be that suddenly on Wednesday the apples are tummy that are now we consider as dam? Amalei says, yeah, personal preference does play a big role in determining the status of stains. And therefore, in this case, since he expressed concern, we view it as done going forward. Amalei says, and yeah, the Sani, in fact, of a Braisa that highlights this point. Tanya Rechio Emer. Damani Devadai. So up until now, we spoke about doubtful situations, uncertainties. We found a stain, origin unknown. Let's say you have certainly damnida on a beged. So as we explained before, if it's treated properly with the 7 sem on it, it's mevatlet, to the point that you cannot take it to the mikvah, the beged to the mikvah, and it's okay, even though you have some sort of trace there. We disregard it. So we see that personal hakpada, or in this case, lack of hakpada, lack of concern, disregard for the stain on a personal, on a mental level, affects its halachic status. Likewise, in our case, kpeda is a factor at play. Damani devada mavrol of zayin samana mavadloi. He runs the 7 things and it's mavadloi. Vamai voyho damnida. The fact is, you know it's damnida and you see it. Fine, it's faded, but it's still there. Damnida alma, apparently, kpeda talmilsa. In these matters, it does get determined by personal kpeda, personal preference, achanami here as well. And since he's not caring anymore about the stain, so it becomes nullified, null and void. Achanami is all in our case. It's the opposite. B'kpeidat al-musa. Status of the material hinges upon his personal attitude, which in this case gives it status. Tan hasam. Okay, speaking about tumah matters that are embedded, that are absorbed within other materials. Tan hasam, I have an interesting Mishnah. Meseches Kelim. Charos. So you have the earthenware containers. Rashi says, going Ovech Meraglayim, a container used for wastewater, of a Zav or a Zava. We know that their mayones, their wellspring, so to speak, their personal fluids, their body fluids, like Meraglayim, have a very severe tumma. They're considered an avatumma. Given tamei people and kalim. As opposed to ordinary liquids, which become tamei, they don't have the ability to convey tumma to a kli, only the rabbanon. So now you have the charos in these earthenware containers. Shunishtamish ben zav, used by a zav. Shabola mashka, who are known to have absorbed liquids which are tamei. It's not out in the open, it's inside the material, inside the wall of the container, deep inside. V'naflu, and these materials, these cheres, v'naflu avi aratan, they fell into the airspace of a earthenware oven, which, as we know, kli cheres becomes tummy even by way of its airspace. So if it contains some tumma in its airspace, the tanner should become tummy. But here, the tumma is not apparent. It's not out in the open. It's embedded. It's absorbed in the cheres, which is now in the tanner. And the tanner got heated up, which now, due to the heat, will expel and reveal the liquids within the cheres. Hatanu tamis. The tanner is not tamis. Should say mashkalosh lotzis. Because ultimately, when you heat something up, right, the liquid will come out, and that's what happened here. It's out in the open, it's no longer embedded. Tanner is tummy. However, if there was no heating going on, and the mashkin is still deep inside, okay, mashka, which is balua, like any tumma which is balua, which is embedded and swallowed into another entity, is not reckoned with, and will not affect the tanner. Amrish Lakish, Lashona, that's only true. When do we say that absorbed and embedded liquids are unharmful? Lashona el Mashkin Kalan, that's only by lighter liquids, meaning a regular mashka, which is Metame on the Rabbanon, Mashkin Kalan. So if it's in there, leave it alone. Av Mashkin Chamurin, but the high level tumma, like the Meir Aglaim of Azov, Tame, Avabish Lahusa Gatana, that will convey tumma even before heating up the oven. The fact is, it's in there. And since it could be extracted, Rashi says, since there's a way to get it out by heating up the tanner, so technically it's not classified as tumah balua. It's not considered swallowed up. It's right there, in the open. Look, just light the fire, you'll see it'll come out. Okay, so Kodesh Lakish, by Mashkin Chamurim, we view it as though it's revealed in the open. Where by Mashkin Kalim, it has to actually come out to be a concern. Rabbi Yechon Omar, either way, no concern. Echad Mashkin Kalim, Echad Mashkin Chamurim, whether it's light or heavy, Imhu Sagatan In, if there was, heat and the liquid got extracted, it's out in the open, fine, I agree it's a concern. In, Iloilei, but otherwise, leave it alone. Okay, so conclusion, by Mashkin Kalim, all agree. If it's still inside, no concern. By Mashkin Chamur, Rabbi Yechon says, until it comes out, leave it alone, Kontrish Lakish. If there is a possibility, if there's potential for it to come out, it's extractable, viewed as though it's outside, and it's Metame accordingly. Eisvi Rabbi Yechon, he has a kasha, Lurish Lakish, who said that it's Metame, even though it's inside. We had the Mishnah before, it biloi v'asa gaba taharis. He's covered a stain on a garment, origin unknown. Is it blood stain? Is it paint stain? He used it with the tahar materials, and then he decided to treat it with the seven vehevrel of zayin saman v'loy tzavar, and the stain remained in place. Harei zetzavar, that confirms it's most likely, not for sure, but most likely paint, and we treat it accordingly. Tareis of tahar, and the apples are spared. Eitzar lahat, there's no need to be tevel the garment again. Okay, so what's the kasha? So Rashi explains, the fact is, true, those seven agents had no effect on the stain. They didn't get it out. But Tzafan, our friend Tzafan, can get them out, right? That strong, paint remover can still get them out. So it's extractable. Okay, so now, How can we just assume that it's not Damnida, that it's Tar? The fact is, it's not conclusive. True, it's a stubborn stain, but maybe it is Damnida. And since you can get it out, it should still convey Tumah. According to you, Rish Lakish, who says that something which is Chomer, material, liquids, which have high-level Tumah, Amitami, even though they're embedded deep inside, Amrlis Rish Lakish says, Ha nachlik summoned Rabbanon. The reason why we bank on the lenient approach is because, the reason why we bank on the assumption that it's a paint stain, not a blood stain, is because to begin with, this whole issue is in Rabbanon. The fact is, there was no Haragosha on this dam, which is a stain discovered on the Beged. To begin with, it's only a rabbinic concern, which allows for some element of leniency, such as in this case, where it's most likely a pain stain. We treat it as such. Ask the Gemara, okay, but now, what about that Bryce that we quoted before? By bona fide Damnida, established Damnida without a doubt. Latam Rebchia, he teaches in the Bryce, so Damanida Vada, if it's an established Damnida, Maver, Olav, Zayin, Samanam Vadla, just run the seven things and it's bottle. Done. What do you mean? You can still extract it with that Safan agent. Let it still retain its tumah. Amar Leis, so Rosh Lakish says you're right. I disagree with the Bryce. Look, Rebbe Loshana, Rebbe, who was the teacher of Rebbe Chia, never ever mentioned that idea in the Mishnah. So how did his student Rebbe Chia, Manoli, how did he get it? So you're right, it's something I disagree with. Eisir Rechim Rosh Lakish. Another kash, Revi is Dam Shenibla Bebayis. So a revius quantity of the dam of a mace is mitzame, anything under the same roof. So let's say it's in a bais, it's in a house, in a room, in the ground. It got swallowed into the ground. A bais tame, anything in the room is tame. If I'm going to some say a bais tar, anything in the room is okay. But please, there's no machlok between these two versions. It's simply a question of sequence, of timing. So what happened was, on Sunday there was a couch in this room. Monday the blood came, spilled onto the floor, got absorbed. So the couch becomes tummy because it was there when the blood was still in the liquid form. Whereas if a piano shows up on Tuesday after the blood had been absorbed in the ground, there is no blood intact to speak of. So the 2 days piano is okay. So there really is no machlokes between these two brises, whether the kelim are tahor or tummy. The brise which says that the kli in the room is tummy, that's the kli that was there when the blood was being brought into the room. The brisa which says the kli is tar, that's the kli that only showed up after post-absorption. In which case, the blood was no longer intact. The brisa continues. Nivla b'ksus. Instead of the dam being absorbed into the ground, it was absorbed into a garment. It depends if it's easily extractable. Ibn iskabesis v'yotzi min rivias dam, if you have an easy way, you know, standard laundering process to extract the rivias of dam, then yeah, Tumeya, it's still considered active and a mitam. Vimlab, otherwise, Torah. So even though you know Revias got in there, but there's no way to get the full Revias out. Because even when you wash it, only part of it will come out, part of it will stay inside, then it deactivates the Tumma. So what's the question? So Rashi says, yeah, through a standard laundering process, you can't get the full Revias, but through our fence often, you'll still get them out. Apparently. We don't reckon with that. So even though there is some method of extraction, the tumah is bottled in there. That's a kashan Rish Lakish who says something which has a severe level of tumah, like a revius of a mace, is mitame, as long as there's some way to get him out. I'm Rav Kahana, once again, we're talking about a derabbanan here, which allows for leniencies. Mikule revius shanukan. We're talking about a revius dam, yeah, but a lighter revius. One which has a lighter level of tumah. How's that? Shani dam tvusa de rabbanon. Not speaking about standard dam of a mace, which contains the life force of a mace. We're speaking about dam tvusa. Rashi brings Gemara that describes what dam tvusa is. So basically, the dam which left the mace after death. That's matame. But the dam that came out still while he was alive is not metame. And here you have some and some. It came out, it started while he was alive, then eventually passed away, and the rest came out. So you're not sure the majority of this review is when it came out. So it's only a suffix, Metamim de Rabbanon. So in this case, we're lenient and we say, look, if a standard laundering process will not extract the full reviews, we disregard it. But in fact, if it's bona fide Tumah min HaTorah, says Rish Lakish, of course, if you can get him out, there's a way to get him out, so even though he's still in there, he's still embedded in there, he's still fully conveying his Tumah. Esve comes Akasha, presented by Rish Lakish, this time Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a braisa like this, the Mishnah actually. Kala Balua, Mishnah Allah, Kala Balua, Shein Yachalot is Tar. So any tummy material which is embedded, which is absorbed within another entity, with no way of getting out, Shein Yachalotze is Tar, that deactivates it. We infer from here, however, Ha Yachalotze is Tummy, but if there's a way to get him out, he's still considered a conveyor of Tumah, Vavavavli Nafk, even though he's not out yet. That supports Rish Lakish's opinion. I'm not a papa. Look, it's not one size fits all. It depends on the various elements involved. Let's say you can't get him out and the owner disregards it. Okay, let it stand. He doesn't really care about it. The all agree. Even Rish Lakish agrees. It became absorbed in his host entity and he's null and void. Tohar. On the other side of the spectrum, Yechalot is Vikvidalov. Let's say you can get him out, and you want him out. Divrei HaKol Tamei. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees in this case. He's considered an active entity, and he's Tamei. Ki pligit. Machlokes is only somewhere between. One-on-one. Yechalot is a way to extract him. Vikvidalov, but the owner doesn't really care about getting him out. Let him stay in there. So what determines? The nature of the material, or the attitude of the owner? Mar Savar. Rish Lakish looks at the actual Tumah essence. Marasava kibin diachalotzi, since the essence of Tumah can leave the host entity, so he's his own independent entity. Even though the owner doesn't really, not too particular about it, it's metami. It retains its independent standing, independent status, and still conveys its Tumah. Such as in the case of the the Cheres, and all those cases that Rish Lakish apply Tumah to Umar Savar. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, it's all about the attitude of the owner, even though the Tumah material can be extracted, can come out, it all depends on the owner's attitude. If he wants it out, in the end, then it maintains its independence and conveys its Tumah. Eloi, but otherwise, it becomes absorbed, becomes nullified into his host environment, and deactivate his Tumah. And when the Braisa said, the Mishnah that we quoted said that if it can't be taken out of its Tumah, that's only coupled with the fact that the owner is being makpid. So this was a Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, right? The answer is, that's talking about when the owner wants it out. But who's to say that if he's not makpid, it will still maintain its Tumah as per Rish Lakish's position. Okay, so conclusion. What about Tumah which has been absorbed in some other entity, like the Meraglaim of Azov and the Charosin, like the all the other examples of the Dam and the garment, the Revius of the Meis, and the all those things, the Karka, the Ksus, etc. So again, if it's something which can't come out, and the Gemara adds, can't come out, and he doesn't really care about having it come out. Some actually take that off, delete that point, because if he can't come out, all agree it's tar, whether or not he cares about it. It's extractable, it's part and parcel of his host environment. So all agree in that case, null and void, it's batel, and its tumah is deactivated. On the other side of the spectrum, all agree that if he can get it out, and he wants it out, you have to reckon with it. The question is somewhere in the middle. It can come out like the Meraglaim of the Cheres, but he's not really too particular about getting it out. That subject of machlekes between Rish Lakish says, look, the fact is you can't consider part and parcel of a toast environment if you can come out. You have to reckon with it as an independent tuma entity. Was Rechman says, it's all about the owner's attitude. If he doesn't care, if he's not makvet, leave it in there, then it loses its tuma. We also pointed out that even according to Rish Lakish, who applies tuma in this case, but if it's the Rabbanon, like the case of the Kasim there, case of Antfusa, you could apply a kula and deem it to be tohar as well. Okay, in the beginning of the daf, we learned about the seven saman and seven detergents, seven cleansing agents, which are applied to a stain, which have a twofold effect. First of all, it can allow you to tell the difference between a blood stain and a paint stain. And secondly, it'll be mevatel the tumah of that stain. We've spoken a great length about all the different samonin and what they are. We had an interesting chiddush in the Gemara, the case where he applied those seven once and again. According to one shita, the fact that he applied it repeatedly indicates a greater element of concern, kpeda, which will restore its status and give it tumah, since we do find that kpeda is a relevant factor in these equations. All the best to you, and hatzlacha rabbah.